Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
The trial of Alec Baldwin is getting underway this week. Taking a look at this with defense attorney Bob Motta, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. We, of course, already saw the Hannah Gutierrez Reed trial, and she was, of course, found guilty over there. We got manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin. A lot of the same sort of stuff I think we're probably going to see in this case. How do you think, what's a preview of it when you're looking at it from a defense attorney standpoint?
I mean, so like I followed Hannah's case pretty closely. I mean, I think I watched a majority of it. And, you know, she was the one that I felt was responsible for this. She was the armorer. She is the one whose literal job is to make sure that there's no live rounds in those guns on the set, you know? So, and she was sloppy. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the, like, it's going to have to be slightly different with Baldwin, you know, it's still an involuntary manslaughter charge. It's going to boil down to, on a movie set, you know, shit runs downhill and, you know, like, are they going to be able to find that the actors now have some kinds of responsibility, even though there's people that are specifically hired to do those jobs that because they have a gun placed in their hands, that they have a duty to make sure themselves that there's no live rounds in there. I mean, that's ultimately what this is going to boil down to. I mean, I'm not a gun guy. If I was on a set and I you know, had been cast in a movie and it was a movie that involved a bunch of shooting, I'd have no idea.
Sure.
Differentiate between a live round and a blank.
Yeah.
You know, or a dummy round. No, there's no way I'd know.
Yeah. I mean, is it that something where that obviously I'm guessing a lot of people wouldn't know that answer. That's why you have the armorer to begin with, but is that something we're going forward? It's going to have to be, we got to learn from this and say, okay, we need to educate anyone who's handling the weapon to understand and recognize what is a blank or what is not. Or is that just a bit much? And that's why we already have the armorers. That's why we already have this back cast of people who are in those places to do that.
I mean, when you're talking about, you know, human life, I don't think that there's anything that's too much in terms of preserving it.
Sure.
You know, like the interesting things that are going to be about this trial is, you know, why did he fire the weapon when it wasn't called for in that particular scene to be fired?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. These are going to be the things that are going to come up.
Yeah.
Being that he was the, you know, one of the primary producers of the movie, did it fall upon him when he became aware that Hannah Gutierrez was not experienced enough to be the armorer on that? Like, is that where they're going to be looking to lay the responsibility on him? I ultimately feel like it has to be.
Yeah.
Right? Because it can't lay to that what we were just talking about. Like that now every actor has to go through some kind of training and class in order to make sure that they can identify a dummy round, you know, because I just think then what's the purpose of having all the other people
in
front of you, like doing their jobs? It's like, or not doing their jobs. I mean, it's going to be a really interesting trial, man. Cause it the kind of the politics of Alec Baldwin in and of himself, like Allison and I were talking about this morning. I'm like, if you get a couple of Trumpers on the jury, they're going to flamethrow this guy. Cause they hate
him. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. True.
He's just very open about his politics and, you know, like he's got a ton of people that hate him for it out there, you know, and it's one of those things where you're a public figure that always is a factor in trials like this. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of baggage attached to him in terms of image that have nothing to do with the trial itself. But if people know him, they may just already have their prejudgment of him and want to see him go down for some other reason that they're not necessarily going to reveal as a juror. I think you're right. It's going to probably come down to that. You hired someone who was not qualified for the position. I guess the question is, what makes one qualified? Because technically, she kind of was. She had some experience. Everybody got to start somewhere. This was a fairly low-budget movie. But at the same point, should there be a higher bar for getting into that position, more experience before she stepped into that? I guess the analogy in taking death out of the equation, but if you're running a high-end restaurant and you need a chef, you're not just going to go grab the guy who's flipping burgers at McDonald's and say, well, they have some cooking experience and then be shocked.
They have to start somewhere.
And then be shocked. Yeah. Exactly. They'd be shocked when they screw up, you know, the gourmet meals that are costing hundreds of dollars a plate. It's kind of like that, where someone like her should not have been in that position to begin with. But again, does that then make him liable for this, for manslaughter?
I mean, that's what it's going to boil down to. It's going to boil down to the reading of the elements of involuntary manslaughter. And they're going to have to see if the state can hammer that home in terms of making it fit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, is that, will that rise to the level of involuntary manslaughter? Like, it's all going to be about knowledge, what knowledge he had, you know, and like we heard that there were issues with other parts of the cast and other parts of, you know, the people working on that set that were walking off because they were like, this set is insanely dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's that.
That is going to be a big issue for him. And if it turns out that he turned a blind eye to it, where if he would have addressed it the day before or the day before, whenever it was becoming an issue, to the extent where people are walking off the set, literally, I'm not working on this job anymore.
That's a big thing. That's a big thing, because there's consciousness out there that this is a dangerous set. It wasn't just, oh, everything's going great and holy shit, this horrible accident happened. There were warning signs that were certainly already there. I know it's far too early to predict this, so we'll have to see kind of how the case plays out, but do you think we're going to see Alec Baldwin take the stand at some point? Obviously, he likes to talk. He likes to present his case. I wonder if he's going to be out there.
I think in lieu of his, like, very lengthy statement in his interview that he gave, like, with the cops,
yeah.
I think that he will probably take the stand.
Yeah.
I do. I think, and it's interesting because again, that's where that star power comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, like we saw on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, man, they both, now that was civil, obviously, you know, but they both got up there and said their piece. And, you know, I mean, that's obviously a different circumstance, but, you know, what I'm equating it to is the fact that you've got the star power up there. And like, if you're the attorneys, you're trying to figure out, all right, you know, is this going to hurt us or is it going to help us? Can it play with us or can it play against us? And again, it's going to boil down to the people on that jury.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think kind of trying to read that jury to see, are these people who are going to be kind and fair to Alec Baldwin, or are we reading this as they kind of have some disgust for him and maybe Alec, you just need to be quiet right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's going to be interesting, man.
Very much.
I'm kind of happy that it's like it's right around the corner too.
Yeah, starting up next.
It's low key. It's going to be low key fascinating, that trial. That one's going to gain steam, mm-hmm. like really quickly in terms of people covering it, because yep. it's going to be an interesting trial. Really is, and it's a, you know, it's a real charge.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Someone's like dead. Yeah,
yeah. It's someone's dead, and he's looking at DOC time, man. So. And it's got like really broad reaching ramifications if he's found guilty on it.
It does.
Like for the film industry, it's going to be a good one, man.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.